Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. Desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper. Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end you will be counted among the wise. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Wow. There's so much wisdom in Proverbs, and it's so telling that all of Proverbs points to getting wisdom, doing good, being wise, and pursuing purpose and making plans for the future. Now, it does say that many are the plans of a person's heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. And some people take that to think that, oh, well, you can't plan too much because, you know, God's purpose is going to prevail anyway. But there's so much of Proverbs that talks about planning, that talks about preparing for the future, that talks about making a way for things to happen that you want to happen. Now, if we are following Christ, if we are doing the will of God and acting in accordance with how He's made us and the gifts He's given us and the talents and skills and interests and everything that He's created us with, if we're acting out of those things, then our plans will fit into God's purpose. Our plans will fall within the purpose that God has for us, and we will accomplish the things He's set out for us to do. It's all in the book of Proverbs. You gotta read those. If you haven't read through the book of Proverbs, I highly recommend you start at the beginning of the month of May and just read one proverb, one chapter in that book each and every day. There's 31 Proverbs, and you can read one a day for the entire month. I do that often. I probably do that 5 or 6 times a year. Maybe not quite that often, at least 4 times a year. I'll read through the book of Proverbs, just going through one chapter a day. So much wisdom in there. Not only wisdom for how to live life, but wisdom for relationships, wisdom for business, wisdom for how to manage your money, both personal and business-wise. Wisdom for every aspect of life. Dig into the book of Proverbs. No matter how many times you've read it, no matter how many times you've applied the wisdom in Proverbs, I promise you there's more to learn. I was watching a little video from one of the wisest men I know today. That is Dr. Myron Golden. And he was saying, no matter how much you think you know, you can study a thing as long as you want and think you know so much about it. But what you actually know about that topic is merely a teaspoon compared to the ocean of knowledge available on it, compared to the ocean of what's possible to learn about that thing. And this man has studied so deeply into the Bible. Like, it's incredible his depth of knowledge, I think. And he says what he knows is merely a teaspoon in the ocean of knowledge that's available. And I'm over here like, I don't even have half a drop compared to his teaspoon compared to the ocean. So you can always learn from other people. Keep learning, keep applying what you've learned, keep digging in even when you think you know. You don't know, okay? Keep digging in, keep applying wisdom, keep getting more knowledge and applying it, pursuing God's knowledge. Do good work.